This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. This is What's On Your Mind. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hillen. Todd the Radio God Mitchell is here.
Hello.
Got Manny that'll answer your calls when you call, and Rev producing us today, as always. So give us a ring at 800-228-0550. That's the toll-free telephone number, 800-228-0550. Locally at 258-0550. Emails welcome. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Turn that up, man. Let's have a nice one. We're waiting on the world to change right here. And you can text us with your questions, comments, or the answer to the most important question of the day. Every day, this hour, and next. What's on your mind? Tell me. Text Todd 226-8503, or me at 367-2054. All right, welcome to the program. I received a phone call in the wee hours of the morning, and it was one of those calls you know is coming, but you don't want to come, right? You best come join your siblings and be by your mom's bedside. She is, as most of our audience knows, is in her final days at Bethany Retirement Living. And when I got there, one of the nurses said, "You're here a little earlier than usual." And I said, "Yeah, I got the call." She said, "Well, I don't think your mom's planning any exit today. So maybe tomorrow, but it was precious time nonetheless. This is so funny, and you really, you know, haven't gone through this before. I lost my dad in 2009, but he died of a heart attack. And, you know, it was one of those deals where he was in the hospital and we thought he was getting better and then boom, gone. But, you know, when you know for a while, as we have really for the last week, that the end was getting pretty close, there's something very special about it because you're really able to say everything you want to say. And you just want, you know, in this case, my mom, I want her to be comfortable, you know. I have, you know, three other siblings. And they all are about as strong-willed as I am. So, you know, we generally have four opinions on everything. Does that happen in anybody else's family? I don't know if it does. But, you know, so you get a little bit of that. But even, you know, even when we're used to sort of that, everybody knows everybody's personality. Do you like this? That sort of just goes away, too. You know, it just everybody's just being still. And my mom has a few siblings that are alive: her brother Laverne, her sister Marie, her brother Al, her sister Janet, her sister Lucille. Hope I'm not forgetting anybody. But this is a woman who came from a family of 16 kids, and she lost a sister young. So family of 17, pretty amazing, strong. But of course, she was the baby. Born in 1941, so she is the youngest, and a lot of her siblings are gone. And right there in her bed is a family photo of, you know, all of them when they were very little. And, you know, you just keep telling her, "Hey, Mom, guess what? You get to go see Dad. You get to go see your brothers and sisters." She lost two children very young, Jennifer and John, that were older than me, and then I was the first one that that made it through. And so anyway, it's, you know, it's, I can't tell you that it's an extremely sad time, because my mom has had a form of dementia really since around 2010-11, where we really understood what we were dealing with. And, you know, these last few years, there'd be occasions where you would visit and she would know you. So in my mind, I'm ready for her to be done with that confusion and pain, and I don't, pain in the physical sense, but pain of, you know, being confused and not being able to recognize family members and that stuff. I really am. And I've said before in the air, very faithful woman, so I know where she's going. So it's not hard. But it's still your mom. And what I'm amazed about is I feel like I'm fine mentally, right? I mean, I don't feel like Todd's ready to give me the hook here because I'm falling apart in a cognitive sense. But it's really a challenge physically. And my wife has just made sure, you know, you're going to sleep, you're going to eat, you know, we're not doing any crazy schedules. We all have shifts. And so we've kept all that pretty good. But it's just really amazing how physically, and I think it just has to be, I'm no expert. I think it just has to be, it's your mom. It's your mom. You know what I mean? It is your mom. You only have one mom. And your mom is leaving this earth. How can that not affect you from your head to your toes? So, just a few thoughts on what we're doing about it. But I really do appreciate all the good notes and the comments. As I mentioned, I haven't done a lot of stuff on social media. I'll post my favorite photo of my mom and I when I was in kindergarten that I unearthed in all the family photos and say a few words about her when she passes. But at this point, she's still kicking and still with us. And I do appreciate the comments that have come in. I put a photo up the other night. Our daughter, Haley, loves Easter eggs. That's, I mean, just like clockwork. We're doing Easter eggs, right? And she wanted to make sure we had a little bit of normal while this was going on. And so she and my mom's sister, Janet, who is here, who is a, she is not only my mom's sister, she is a sister. She's a Benedictine. And she is at my mom's bedside as well with us today and been a great help. And she and Haley and I made some Easter eggs. So I put that up and I just put a little reference to the fact that I appreciated the prayers. And I do, honestly, appreciate the prayers. We're family here, right? When we're on the radio together, when we're working together, we're family. And if you're the praying type and want to share a prayer, I'd appreciate one for my mom, Jeanette. Or as her family called her, Jeannie. She worked for Newman Outdoor for a lot of years. She loved Harold and Russ Newman more than anything, who are, of course, two of the great North Dakotans. But worked with some good folks over there. And if I start naming them like Kyle Anderson, who she adored as well, and Rick Flaxbarth, I'll end up forgetting somebody because there are so many that she knew, and a lot of her clients, because she sold billboard advertising. She was really good at it. She just absolutely loved it. So she has a lot of friends and member at St. Mary's in downtown Fargo for a lot of years. So in the guild there, and knew the lays there. So, but a lot of people have lost touch with her because she's been at Bethany. Last thing I'll say on this, and then we'll move on to the plan for the day. I just want to share a little bit of this with you. I'm a busy guy, so I don't get to see my mom as much as I'd like, right, even when she's up there. But when I am there, and this last week or so, where we've been spending a lot more time there, I can't put into words the appreciation and affection and love that I have for people who care for people who are sick. You know, it's Mother Teresa, it's Jesus himself, it's pretty amazing. It's pretty amazing. And I've resolved to say, you know, I am going to make sure the good folks at Bethany, who have done a fabulous job, fabulous, they are family, or other places, know if you ever need somebody to come sit with somebody to keep them competitive, please call me. Put me on a list, and if I'm in town, I'll be there, because I tell you, it helps the staff. And just the idea of people not having people with them is tough to see. But you see, you really do at some of those places. So anyway, longer than I wanted to, but I thought I'd give you a little bit of an update on how things are going. And they are great. So we do have a busy show today. We are going to talk with the governor of the great state of North Dakota. Doug Burgum will be here top of next hour. The legislative session, my understanding, probably about a week and a half away from wrapping up. Next Friday, maybe Saturday, is what I'm hearing. You never know when they get right down to it. But we'll talk with Governor Brigham about that and lots of other things in the news as well. I mentioned the pie guy's coming because it's Easter on Sunday, and Todd and I love pie. Do we not love pie, Todd? I think we love pie.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, you bet. Really, really. Yeah, we're kind of partial to pie. And so we thought we'd have the pie guy come in and say, all right, for Easter, what's the best kind? You know, everything else. Travis, the pie guy from Village Inns, which is the place to get your holiday pies. Order them up today, tomorrow. Come get them Friday, Saturday at the Village Inns. Two Fargo locations, one in Moorhead as well. Okay? And then Monsignor Shea is here. Jerome Richter is here for a U Mary update. Love our chats with our good friends at U Mary as well. And I want to talk a little bit about how you want your property tax relief. Okay? When we come back on What's On Your Mind.
You want to know what's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Wow, what a deal on a tractor at Titan Outlet Store. Guaranteed iron at outlet prices. Now with a 2011 K-Science Magnum 290 valued at $124,618. It qualifies for Titan's 12-month, 500-hour warranty. 10% down with good credit gets you this excellent planter, sprayer, and harvest tractor. See it at TitanOutletStore.com. Call them at 218-233-3700. Great tires, too, with 70% tread remaining. See it at TitanOutletStore.com and tell them Scott sent you to receive another 11% off.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Troy Oglem of Northwood. Backed by popular demand, the North Dakota Soybean Council is sponsoring a See for Yourself program to Portland, Oregon, July 11th through the 14th, for North Dakota soybean producers to see their checkoff dollars at work. Learn about checkoff investment in rail and water transportation, soy biodiesel, agricultural advocacy training, and tour shipping ports where North Dakota soybeans leave for Asia. Experience firsthand the systems in which North Dakota Soybean Council invests to ensure market stability for your soybeans. If selected, airfare, lodging, and most meals will be reimbursed. North Dakota soybean farmers are invited to apply to participate in this See for Yourself program by April 17th. Log on to ndsoybean.org and apply today.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, brought to you by our friends at the Lignite Energy Council. Next week, they will gather in Bismarck, and I tell you what a difference a year makes, and a whole lot of regulatory relief. But I tell you what, folks, there is a climate change, global warming, extreme environmental wind that still blows. There's no doubt about it. And there are efforts to end the use of clean, affordable coal. Don't make any mistake about it. Despite our 900-year supply of economically recoverable coal right here, why wouldn't you use it to power us and surrounding states? Especially when technology and the billions in investments makes that clean coal cleaner every single year. Find out more. Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. If you can, take in next week's Lignite Energy Council annual meeting. Online at SecureEnergyFuture.org. All right, telephone number is 800-228-0550. Question for you, how do you want your property tax relief? There is a debate going on right now in the legislature. Democrats are demagoguing this something horrible, but that's all they have left to do. So I ask you to bust through the, you know, the noise and the rhetoric and just get to the question of how do I want my property tax relief? A number of years ago, the property tax buy-down started, okay? Started during the Hovind era, as governor. That's what you would see when you would see on your tax statement that there was a state payment, if you will, to the county so they could lower your taxes. Well, there are some concerns, I think, that are legitimate about that, that can tend to just mask more spending by the county. In other words, yes, property taxes go down, but it's because of the state property tax relief that goes there. So Governor Dalrymple and now Governor Burgum have been, along with legislative leaders, proposing an idea where the state would take over the expense of each county's social services line item. Okay? And you heard Ryan Rauschenberger, the state tax commissioner, talk about this yesterday. To do that would be doable, but it would not mean that you'd be dollar for dollar about the same place you are now, percentage-wise, of property tax relief. In other words, it would come up just a little bit short. And Governor Doug Burgum said, I don't want taxes to go up. Republican leaders have said, I don't want taxes to go up. So if you do this change and it is different, meaning you pay a little bit more, would you be mad? Should they find another way to do this besides the social? So I like the idea because it consolidates it. Rather than having each county go at it alone, for lack of a better term, in this Association of Oil and Gas Counties, the counties do good work. They do. I would argue the state probably could be a little more efficient than each individual county could collectively. So if you took everything spent by all the counties and then the state doing it, less administration, all of that, you no doubt could save. We're going to talk with the governor a little bit about this. But what if it goes up a little? Are you going to take your pitchfork and your sign and head for the Capitol? Or should you say, means test this? I'd love for them to find a way to means test it, because I think, you know, a little is a lot for somebody on a fixed income when it comes to property taxes. Forget the exact numbers, but I believe it's about 12% now. Just take that number, and if they did the social service takeover, it would be about 7%. So, you know, you're losing the, you know, 5% of what you're getting now in property tax relief. It would go again back up. Now, this is all a work in progress. None of this is done. They're talking about it, but I was just curious what you think about it. And you can let us know. 800-228-0550 or 258-0550. You know, I don't know about you, but I know this. Property taxes are too high. I think, honestly, a very good constructive effort happened at the hands of Republican legislature, Republican governor in the Hovind years, and that's continued in the Dalrymple years and now with Governor Burgum. And however they do it, I don't really care. I just want it. Yourself. Now, don't start throwing anything at the radio, but I would tell you this. Look, if we did that when times were really good, and now we have to do a little bit less because times aren't quite as good right now, I'm okay with that. But again, somebody on fixed income, that's kind of a tough bout. And it's already high, mind you. It's already high.
What do you want?
That's the more important question. Speaking of the Democrats and where they've come in North Dakota, one other story I just want to spend a moment on. Congressman Kevin Cramer was on this program yesterday. I asked him what he thought of the comments of Sean Spicer. He was, you know, critical in the sense of that it was, I forget the word he used, but cumbersome, clunky, whatever. But also said this is being overblown and the media is, you know, they fall for this stuff and they do all this. And, you know, Senator Heidi Heitkamp has her staff and the Democratic Party staff in North Dakota and the Congressional Committee, and it's in her direction, okay? Don't let anybody tell you different. Has somebody listening to Congressman Cramer when he's on the radio, writing everything down and literally immediately sending out a press release, okay? And then they find some yahoo in an office somewhere to cook up some quote that he probably uses 20 other places to talk about, you know, how really outrageous it is, right? And the yahoo of note this time was a fellow by the name of, where is it? Where is this guy? Where? Oh, yeah. Oh, excuse me. It's she, Rachel Irwin, Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee spokeswoman. Quote, by coming to the defense of Sean Spicer and calling his comments valid, Representative Kevin Cramer is complicit in this administration's record of Holocaust denial. Oh, my gosh, folks. You can't make this up. You can't jump the shark more than this woman has jumped the shark. Complicit in what Sean Spicer said in Holocaust denial. This is almost so bad, I want to laugh. I really do. I want to laugh because it's stupid. Anybody within the sound of my voice believe that? Anybody within the sound of my voice believe that? Please call right now. Please tell me. Please email. I got to know. Come on. For crying out loud, this is ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. Scott, boy, are you naive. Says a texter. There is no such animal as property tax relief unless your name is a Burgum, an Offutt, a Kilbourne. In my 25 years of owning a home in North Fargo, I've never seen my property taxes drop one penny. They claim to give you a 10% property tax reduction, but they increase your property valuation. Add to that special assessment for city projects not in your neighborhood, and you'll forever be paying rent / taxes to the city. The city commissioners, with one exception, care more about their wealthy cronies than the average Joe. That fellow needs a new pair of glasses because I bet if he brought me his property tax statement, I could find him over the last 5 years how it's been down. Now, again, if somebody spends more, take it to him, but property taxes have come down.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
To be kidding me, this can't be right, Todd. Must be a
well, you never know in this day and age, but what are we talking about here?
Must be a typo in this text here from a listener saying, please forgive me, but I might have been listening to another talk show that has a certain host who might be related to a senator talking about Congressman Kramer's comments and suggesting how outrageous they are. Look, I'm sick of this game. I really am. And I want to tell you this in the true spirit of what I believe. I don't think Heidi Heitkamp's a bad person. I don't, okay? I think politically she's very, very, very different than the vast majority of North Dakotans. But she is a very good politician, and that has given her some opportunities to serve this state. That's fine.
True.
Her brother is a nice guy. Whenever Joel and I see each other, hi, Joel, how you doing? You know, talk back and forth, professional courtesy. Don't dislike him in any, you know, in any way. Different politically, obviously, but, you know, a good person. But what's going on is really wrong. It's really wrong, okay? I mean, it's just, this is, you know, ridiculous, okay? So what I'm getting at is none of this stuff is happening just sort of happenstance. Like, Congressman Kramer gets asked a question yesterday on this show. Press release goes out. Boom, boom. Holocaust denier, complicit in what Sean Spicer said. Get it in all the papers. Talk about next day on the radio. Brother talks about it. Oh, terrible Kevin Kramer. Ooh, terrible Kevin Kramer. Ooh, terrible Kevin Kramer. Ooh. A little trick with Joel, just so you know. And I don't want you to ever listen to him, because if you are, you're not listening to us, and that makes me cry. But a little tip for you. If he's really pounding on somebody of the Republican Party, you know, particular, you know, politician or elected leader or someone tied into the party, it's because he and his sister are looking at political data that suggests that person is a threat. Okay? It's sort of like when Wayne Stengem was getting ready to think about, am I going to run, am I going to not? All of a sudden, Wayne Stengem is, you know, the devil incarnate, according to them, right? And it cooks. So then that goes away. Then remember John Hovind. When John Hovind's political numbers were just going through the roof, right? You know, Ed Schultz had to invent some, you know, hunting controversy, right? And then Joel does the same thing. Now, here's the deal. It's America. It's a free country. There's free speech. I'm not on the radio if you aren't entertained and informed by what I'm doing, and they're not either. So I'm not suggesting there aren't people that are interested in that. But when I come on the show and I say, Todd, I'm thinking I'm going to talk about this, or I think I'm going to talk about that, or, you know, I'm doing it from two perspectives. Do you need to know this? Is this interesting? Is it, you know, informative? Does it entertain you? Is it? I don't do it like, okay, Todd, who are we going to get today? Todd, come on now. Who's on our dartboard? Can you spin that wheel? Who has to be, you know,
now you let the secret out. It is a wheel and not a dartboard. But anyway.
And I don't like that. I don't like that because I don't think there's full disclosure there. I don't think people know that sort of, they're like, oh, what's going on? You know, it's terrible. It's awful. Now, our listeners, you see it through all this. So I don't think I'm telling you anything. I just think it's worth noting. It's worth filing away. I really do. And as for Senator Heitkamp, let me just speak to her directly. Heidi, it's the Easter break. You're probably bouncing around Bismarck Mandan doing different things. Glad you're back. Hope everything's well. Wish you and your family a good Easter. But I would ask you to consider, once again, as I have now 1,000 times at least, coming on this program, as you have in the past for a few times, and taking calls from our listeners and letting them ask their senator questions. Congressman Kramer does it. Senator Hoeven does it. Governor Burgum does it. There is nobody that we ask to come on this program that won't come on that is in any kind of position of power in North Dakota except you. You are the only one. Now, you don't have to like me. You don't have to like some of the people who call and challenge you. But you ought to respect North Dakotans enough to come on the radio station that is the most listened to in the entire state of North Dakota. So I would respectfully, in the spirit of the season, ask for a refresh, a rebirth, a spring, if you will. I know you're busy. Your staff tells us every day, oh, she's too busy. Oh, too busy, too busy, too busy. Well, Congressman Kramer's every bit as busy. Senator Hoeven's every bit as busy. Governor Burgum is every bit as busy. And they find time. So I'm not buying busy. That excuse is gone. Just ask you to respectfully ask you to reconsider that. And maybe take the time here instead of listening to Kevin Kramer, who's on, and then having your folks write nasty press releases that get in the newspaper that have no basis in truth. Might be the way to go. I don't know. Call me crazy. Chris in Dickinson, what's up?
Good morning, Scott. Thanks for taking my call. I called in a couple weeks ago about Heidi and Heitkamp coming down to speak on the Family Medical Leave Act and stuff, and I told you my wife was going to ask about the methane rule. But before she even came out and spoke, they had announced to please limit the discussion to the Family Medical Leave Act, as that was all they would be discussing and no other issues. They would not be addressing questions on any other issues. So even when she does make her public appearances, they're not really that public. So just figured I'd call and let you know that. Thank you.
Yeah, that's disappointing is what it is. You know, I appreciate the call, Chris. Thank you. All right. Who's next here? Todd's got a pile of texts I need to get to.
We're in that age where more people text than call, not only in just society, but on the show.
Please don't get to that point, folks. We don't want you to do that.
I know. Isn't that kind of a... Because I've mentioned this before on my other show on K-Fire. The future of talk radio is going to be people like you and me just sitting there reading text. And then how do you know it's even something we haven't made up?
And you often tell me I say the number too fast, so I'll make sure I don't. 258-0550. 258-0550. You can also call us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at 855-200-1776, extension 1. If you want to leave a message, extension 2 to chat with us off the air. Another listener says, Joel is not a nice person. He's a Class A phony, and being a phony is one of the most despicable things a person can be. You know, I don't know. How do you know he's a phony, right? I mean, it's just so dangerous to get into a diagnosis like that, you know. So I believe Joel to be a nice person, right? My dialogue with him has always been, no, I've called him a few times on things that he said on the air when I'm not there, and he's told me, you know how it is, show business, you know. So I said, well, I don't know how that is. I don't say anything on the air I wouldn't say off the air, and vice versa. So but that's to him show business, you know. So I don't see it that way, but I believe him to be I believe him to be a good person. He you know, we all could do better. I certainly am far from perfect and wouldn't run around and say he's not. But I appreciate the comment. Texter says, could you please ask the governor to do something about the wind? I'm a little tired of it. Ouch. I don't know. I'll save that for last. Put it that way. Texter says, hey, Scott, I just lost my mom. I sat with her for hours over the past year. We miss her, but she's with the Lord and well and whole again. Your road sounds similar to mine. God bless her. God bless you. Thank you very much. Hashtag no regrets. Hashtag it's your mom. Hashtag forever grateful. Well, my goodness. Good for you on the hashtags. We do have a report that 60 fellow senators, fellow with Senator Heitkamp, have urged leaders to defend the Senate rules that promote bipartisanship. What is that? Is that from a Heitkamp press release or something?
Yeah.
Huh? Sounds like politics, not news.
That's our breaking news from our congressional delegation today.
Texas.
In case you wondered what they're up to, I guess that's the pressing news.
For property taxes, eliminate the state buy-downs, as it is nothing but a shell game, and reduce the property tax mill levy. I'll also pray for your mother. We don't always agree, Scott. However, you are still the most fair-minded radio host, and it's obvious your mother raised you right, says Adam. Thank you, Adam. That's very nice of you to say.
Very true, grandpa, too.
My grandpa's name was Adam. My mom's mom, my father. Hey, Scott.
Was your grandmother's name Eve by chance? That
it was not.
Fun.
It was Bertha, actually. Is that not beautiful? No. The kids, my kids still get a kick out of that. Bertha, your mom's name is Bertha. Jeff in Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Hello?
Jeff, are you there?
Yes. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, sir. Yes, go ahead.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was just going to comment on you were talking about property taxes, and I live in Burley County by the river, and boy, when we had that flood, they cut those taxes way down. They're still not, and now they're slowly bringing them back up, but they're still not back where they were. So they do cut taxes, and, you know, the value of the property went down with the flood.
Well,
and I was going to comment.
Yeah, good point. And I also think if you look at that property tax form, I mean, I'm like, wow, this was nice. You know, the first couple of years, it took a little while because I think there was more spending that you didn't get the benefit of it. I mean, all the state money was there, but yeah, there's been some nice years in that. So I'm glad you said that. I agree.
And in Minnesota, taxes are 8% versus our 3 or less, maybe 2. I mean, it's just incredible compared to what Minnesota taxes people.
Good points. Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate that call.
I was going to mention on Kevin Cramer or the remark by the...
Oh, yeah, go ahead. Yep.
I didn't hear the remark, but anybody that even slightly knows Kevin, that he is not bigoted toward anybody, much less the Jewish person and whatever else that was implying. Anyway.
No, I mean he could have said Sean Spicer's a scumbag, terrible, awful, whatever. I understand how it got a little misconstrued, but and they still would have said you're a Holocaust denier. My point is they just need the issue, and it's sick. I'm tired of it.
Yeah,
and you know, it's even Sean Spicer. What he said is what he said. It's not even like I mean now for crying out loud, how we're saying something a little inartfully is some reason to get outraged. It's really dumb. Appreciate it, Mark and Williston. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, Scott, thanks a lot. I really appreciate your show. Try to get you out here in Keys Country and try to get Joel off the air, but I'm still working on it. If you could do it, that'd be great because we have quite a few people listen to you out here. You bring the issues that we believe in out here.
Well, yeah.
So I really appreciate it. And you're spot on about Cramer. I listened to it probably yesterday in Bismarck. I mean, these critics are, you know, it's just they're being challenged. They don't like it. Normally they have the norm and it's kind of like with Trump, Scott, with his Russia thing. First he was, he was writing Putin, doing everything together. Now, oh my God, you know, Russia hates us and all that's wrong. I mean, it's just, I'm sick of it too, like you are.
Yeah, I'm with you, Mark. Appreciate the call. Thanks for the comments. And as far as Keys, well, they're a little bit of a competitor with our 1090 KTGO. They have a big signal out there. Let them know, if listeners.
Well, I'm working on it.
All right, you be good. Take care.
That's a very important
we'll
question.
Always take more people in the family, won't we, Todd? We love, we're very welcoming to this family. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Little ones are watching, learning, copying, mimicking, mirroring. They're developing their unique personalities based on what you do. When you make the choice to save energy, they will too. Be the lead they want to follow. Visit otpco.com/saveenergy to learn about available rebates. Ottertail Power Company.
We're talking with Levi from Inner Office Furniture and Design downtown Fargo. Levi, tell us how you can help new businesses start up or existing businesses expand.
Well, we do have financing available. Herman Miller has partnered with Leaf Financial to offer multiple leasing options. They have many different options available, but the two most popular have been the dollar buyout lease and the fair market value lease. The dollar buyout lease is pretty much what it sounds like. The client will be able to make payments over the term of the lease, and then at the end, the client is able to buy out the lease for a dollar. The fair market value lease is structured more like a car lease, and it offers lower payments because the client is only financing the amount of the selling price minus the fair market value of the equipment at the end of the term. Then at the end of the term, there are multiple options for the client.
Sounds great, but why wouldn't a business owner just finance through their bank?
It's a good question. Leasing allows the business owner to maximize their capital. A big advantage to leasing over taking out a bank loan is that the client can roll soft costs such as delivery and installation into the financing. And we have flexible 12 to 72 month terms.
So if you're looking to expand and upgrade, spending $1,000 up to $2.5 million, you have options at Inner Office Furniture and Design. To find out more, give the team a call today at Inner Office Furniture and Design, downtown Fargo, 232-3013, or go online to InnerOfficeFargo.com. That's InnerOfficeFargo.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Back on What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, brought to you in part by our good friends at MyPillow. Want a good night's sleep? Want to give a great gift? Graduation's coming up. These would be fabulous graduation gifts. You know, kids are going off to college. They think of you every time they put their head on the pillow. Absolutely. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028, and you'll get the best deal of any deal out there. Right now, it's 50% off two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows from our good friends at MyPillow. Travis the Pie Guy is here from Village Inn. Travis, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing really well. Really excited to be here on your show and really excited to talk about some pies with Easter coming up here.
What is the best pie for Village Inn? I mean, I'm sorry, for Easter. The pie that would just be the perfect choice.
You know, it's really hard to narrow it down to one pie. We have 22 different selections right now at Village Inn. So, you know, we definitely have whatever pie is in your season. I'd say very popular ones for Easter. We have lemon meringue, key lime pie, our French silk pie, all very popular pies this time of year, as well as your traditional apple and cherry.
So bring me behind the scenes at Village Inn on the pie-making apparatus. What kind of tender, loving care do you put into making these pies?
You know, we spend a lot of time, a lot of hours. We want to make sure you have the most perfect pie for your Easter. We're known as having the best pie in America. And what makes our pies the best? We use only the finest ingredients. We carefully select all of our ingredients at a location out in Minnesota, Legendary Bakery. When they come to our restaurant here, we hand whip all the whipped cream. We make all the ingredients right there in-house, and we take the time to make sure that you get the perfect pie for Easter or any occasion, whether it's a birthday, Christmas party, Thanksgiving. And this is the time of year where we start to get ready for some of those larger events coming up throughout the year.
For folks that are in western Minnesota or eastern North Dakota, Village Inn has three locations in Fargo, two in Fargo, actually one in Moorhead. But you don't actually have to you don't have to be here because you can go online. And you can call, right?
Absolutely. We have three great ways to, you know, reserve your pie for this season coming up or any season. You can stop into any location. We have, as you mentioned, Scott, we have three locations here in the Fargo-Moorhead area. One in West Fargo on 13th Avenue South. One in South Fargo, 25th Street South. And one over in Moorhead right off of Holiday Drive. If you can't stop out, you know, go ahead and give us a phone call. Any of our restaurants can take your order over the telephone, and our people are great at describing the pies and helping you find the ideal one. And if you like to get on the internet, you know, I know a lot of those callers earlier are all about texting. You know, jump online, and you can select your pie there, and there's great descriptions, and our online process is very easy to use.
What's the biggest single pie order that went out the door for a holiday that you remember?
You know, just for Pie Day, March 14th, 3.14, we do mathematical pie. We did 40 pies just for one gal recently. So we're very accommodating. In fact, we're working with a firm right now who's ordering 500 pies for Easter. So we were very accommodating. Any size pie order, we can definitely take care of you. We've been doing pie business here in the Fargo-Moorhead area for over 38 years, and we get better at it every year.
Oh, and they're so good. You can't even believe it. They're just absolutely extraordinary. So, you know, which one do you have on Easter?
You know, my personal favorite is the peanut butter pie or the key lime pie. Now, the reason those are my personal favorites, each one of them comes with a graham cracker crust. And so when I'm thinking about Easter, I'm thinking graham cracker, I'm thinking key lime, and then we got that fresh whipped cream on top. Definitely my go-tos. But most popular pie at Village Inn for our cream pie would be our French silk. It's all chocolate silk. All the way through the pie, we hand-carve the curls that go on top of the pie, and we put our fresh whipped cream on there as well.
You are accomplishing exactly what I hope to today, and that is that my mouth is watering. Todd, Manny, Rev, yeah, all the listeners, too, you've got us right there. They sound fantastic. So key lime is a dandy. What's this pie that sells the most of any pie all the time?
You know, our number one seller, again, is that French silk pie.
It is, huh?
Nationwide. That that one sells better than any other pie for us. And that's Thanksgiving, Easter, Christmas. It's a great pie altogether. If you're looking for a fruit pie, when we have our traditional fruit-baked pies, I would say, you know, strawberry rhubarb. I know that's a big hit up here in the Midwest for Fargo, Moorhead area. Also, our classic apple pie is a great go-to.
We're talking with Travis, the pie guy from Village Inn, giving you some ideas for Easter. Just a wonderful, wonderful dessert. Now, what kind of, you know, timeline? If I call you today, are they ready tomorrow? Or, you know, how far in advance do I need to call you?
You know, most cases we ask for a 24-hour notice, but we can certainly accommodate. We plan for walk-ins. We plan for last-minute planning. So even if you put it off to the very last minute, we can certainly take care of you.
Big pickup day will be probably, what, Friday?
You know, Thursday, Friday, with a lot of people traveling out of town for Easter or traveling into town. Thursday, Friday, Saturday are all pickup days, as well as if you, like I said, put it off to the last minute, we can definitely accommodate you on Easter Sunday as well.
Sounds good. Fred and Wing is here. Fred, they told me your mouth is watering, so I'm going to go to you here for a second. Did you have a preferred favorite out of that list that Travis just talked about there?
Oh, they all sound good. That key lime really sounds good.
Me too. The graham cracker crust on the key lime pie sounds really good. Exactly right. Well, I think that you can never go wrong with a little key lime pie, for sure. Fred, you have
a good
Easter.
What kind of pie does Todd eat?
Hey, Todd, what kind of pie? Anything that sound like trip your trigger for Easter? He's a busy guy, Fred. He's not listening to us right now.
Oh, I was hoping he was listening. Yeah, I was gonna call him the half god now after he's lost all that weight.
Yeah, exactly. Well, they told me actually he left to go buy some pie. He couldn't wait any longer.
I can't listen to pie talk. I have to shut it off. Sorry, guys.
Fred, thanks for the call. Travis, thank you. Appreciate it very much.
My pleasure. I look forward to seeing all you guys out at Village Inn and making pies for you this Easter.
Three locations in Fargo Moorhead. The pie guy, Travis, some great ideas for
They are
Easter.
Yummy. I'll give you that.
The best. We're talking saunas today with Vince Webker from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. We talked a lot about the Hot Spring Spa. The hot tubs are the best. I have one. I own one. I don't have a sauna, and you've told me I should. Why?
Well, it's really a health and wellness device like no other. It does a lot of the same things that a hot tub does, but it does even more. For instance, it boosts your immune system. Every time you sit in a sauna, you get that natural runner's high because your body's releasing the natural endorphins. And that's why you come out of it feeling like Superman or Superwoman. You're really charged up. Your energy levels are high. And it's because of that that you don't, what we say, you don't need a flu shot. Your immune system is at an all-time high if you sit in a sauna on a regular basis.
And they're easy. Plug them in.
Yeah, if you've got an outlet in the home, you have the number one product on the planet, as said by the Mayo Clinic for Health and Wellness.
Simple as that. Stop and see Vince and his team at a Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 location near you. Why not? Bismarck, Grand Forks, and Fargo 2.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-5856. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-5856. That's 1-800-972-5856. 1-800-972-5856.